Hello, I'm Donna.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Ryan.
You absolutely do not want to miss this week's episode of Less Code, More Power, because Ryan Cunningham, who heads a product for Power Apps, is going to tell us all his secrets.
Stay tuned. It is an episode not to be missed. Hi, welcome once again to the Less Code, More Power show. I'm Sarah.
I'm Donna. And today we have a very special guest. This is Ryan Cunningham, who heads up product for the Power Apps team.
You're right. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So I love the name of your show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
So he came up with this name, by the way, just so you know. He came up with it on an airplane.
You should have, you should have, like, I don't know, like, trademarked it or something.
You could have been I did something much more important. I gave it to Donna.
That's nice.
He came up with it on an airplane. The next thing you know, we have hashtags and stickers.
There we go.
But Sarah and I just plucked Ryan out of an EBC, an executive briefing center, where he was having a very deep conversation with customers because we wanted him to come talk to all of you instead.
Thank you.
Fair.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. You're welcome. So tell us about you, Ryan. What brought you to Power Platform? Did you invent it? The word, the deal.
The thing. So I arrived at Microsoft about 4 years ago, give or take, right when Power Apps was a glimmer in the eye of many people here. In fact, we were just on the brink of announcing it as a private preview. In fact, one of my first jobs here was to fly all the way to Barcelona to a business applications summit. And convince people that it was a real thing.
This is real. Can you believe that? Isn't that a little bit of a pinch moment?
Yes.
That, like,
you're
here now and then. Mm-hmm.
That's still my primary job.
It's real. It's a thing.
It's real. It is a thing.
No.
I'm much more credible in that message now than 4 years ago. As a
when it's
Microsoft
no, really, it's private. You have to sign these forms, and maybe we'll show it.
Exactly.
To you.
Exactly. but no, I, you know, actually, this idea is not new. You know, I think. We like to talk about citizen development, and the industry is getting excited about low code, and analysts have coined terms. But I mean, I think this is the company that made a thing called Excel that people have been using for, you know, the better part of four decades to sort of work around the boundaries of their software. And this idea has been around for a very long time. You know, and so I think it's very compelling when you're working on a new product to think that you're doing something new. That can actually often be really dangerous and distracting to sort of get over enthusiastic about the new parts. You know, I think where we've, you know, from that very heady time 4 years ago to where we're at now with millions of people around the world using this stuff, you know, a lot of that progress has been actually embracing what's not new, embracing what people are doing and what they need to be doing and what's just a little bit hard about that. And trying to make it a little easier.
That must be quite hard because a lot of people are still, you know, running on-prem systems. They, you know, the cloud is still technically new for them.
Absolutely, I mean, and that's not just theoretical. It happens at this company too, right? I mean, when I got here 4 years ago, reporting time off, like, that's like sending three faxes and Morse
faxes, codes. Faxes is really big in America, right?
We love to fax.
Oh my gosh, we used to fax all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. I think they were all kicked out of the UK.
Sure.
We got rid of them.
That was the first Brexit.
This year, like 2020.
That's amazing.
Brilliant. So that's what brought you to Microsoft, and now what are you working on?
So, you know, for us, Power Apps has been through this really interesting growth stage in the last couple of years. You know, we've gone from, hey, check this out, it's cool, to, you know, companies are now increasingly really running on Power Apps and relying on it for really critical things, and not just one or two really critical things, but often dozens or hundreds, or in some cases thousands of processes for often tens of thousands of people. And you know, we've had to mature a lot as a as a product and as a product organization to really go from the shiny new thing, look what you can do, to you know, you can trust us with some of your most crucial processes. I would say we are still on that journey.
You know, that's right.
A lot of you know, my role today is yes, you know, we still care a lot about the nitty-gritty details of building a great product and a great platform. We put a lot of effort into that. But increasingly, a lot of my job is doing what you and I were just doing an hour ago, which is talking to senior leaders at customers of all kinds, large and small, you know, every sector, and spending time getting inside their heads. You know, what is it? What does it take to move this forward in your business? And trying to bring that back. And you know, that's the other part of product development, right? It's really hard to do either of those things in isolation. It's only really when you do them together that you build stuff.
What I loved about the customer engagements that you do are you really get down to the nitty-gritty business problem that the CEO or CTO is trying to solve.
Right.
And you show how other people who are similar verticals as them,
right,
like the people we were talking to were a very large retail company.
Right.
And he's showing examples of other very large retail company who's transformed their businesses.
Right.
And by the time you were done explaining the small tweaks that you do, it wasn't, go get a new database.
No.
It was, use the database you got. Because we have
start
a bunch
with what
of stuff. Exactly.
Right.
Start with what you've got.
Right.
And I think
right.
that's a very powerful message because you're not telling them you need to throw away whatever you've got.
Exactly.
Right.
You throw away your millions of pounds of investment
exactly.
over the past 5 years.
Yeah.
It's never really going to land to people,
no.
is it?
Well, but that's classically why business software is so hard
that's
to build.
Right.
You know,
yes.
none of these things happen in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody already has a CRM system
yes.
or six. Everybody has an ERP system or seven.
Yes.
And they've got a bunch of other stuff around it. And none of us were born yesterday,
no.
right? It's being able to work in that environment
mm-hmm.
and not require major shifts in fundamental underlying
right.
things. That's part of just lowering the cost of building stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much about software, why it's hard and time consuming to make software. That's not actually about software.
That's right.
We've done
yeah.
a lot of things
yeah.
Around software mm-hmm. to compensate for the fact that the software part is hard and it's mm-hmm. expensive, and to compensate for the fact that they don't happen in a vacuum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is just, you know, the really unglamorous stuff.
That's right.
The what does it mean to integrate with three data sources
yes.
and combine these APIs and do a multi-tenant
yeah.
join, and what does it mean mm-hmm. to do hierarchical role-based access
yes.
control, and what does it mean to
modify this thing? What happens to that thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the, like, this is where the magic of the Power Platform comes
mm-hmm.
in. It's really not magical.
No.
It's just take that, frankly, uninteresting, very repeatable, but costly stuff and start to standardize it and start to make it easier.
Yeah.
You know? And I think if you look at Power Apps through the lens of a professional, you know, through a classic developer, through
mm-hmm.
a classic IT person, there's often, it's very easy to look down your nose at it.
You know,
I don't need that.
I am a coder.
You can't build
yeah.
real things
mm-hmm.
in low code, or I just don't need to slum in low code because
mm-hmm.
I have these skills.
That's right.
And then I'm going to go off and spend 6 months mm-hmm. trying to figure out all my database schema and all my
six months.
Whatever.
It's
yeah.
2.5 years.
We should
two
years experience.
2 years.
Sure. Sure. Right?
Easily.
And at the end of the day, the parts of that time, whether it's 6 months or 2 years, that I'm actually spending on the interesting problem is actually really small.
Yeah.
You know?
It's mostly the compliance.
Yeah. Totally.
It's compliance.
Yes.
It's governance.
Yes.
It's getting the thing
yes.
to work with the previous thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
making sure you don't break all the back compat stuff, right?
You got it. Yeah.
The breaking existing customers because you moved your data store, end of days.
Yes.
Right? It's just not happening.
Totally.
And
that's where, you know, you can look at low code. You can look
mm-hmm.
at Power Apps as
yeah.
the next Access, the next
yes.
InfoPath, the next VBA in Excel
right.
as a professional and look down at it or even get scared of it. But you could also look at it as something else. You
that's
could look
right.
at it as just the next logical step that we've been doing in software development
yes.
for the last 30 years.
Just modern
just
software.
Better tools, mm-hmm. better abstraction. We're just getting lazier.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's good.
And it's good
that's
for you,
good.
Right?
Well,
it's our job to do the boring stuff.
Yes.
Right?
It can be so much more productive.
Let
yes.
the platform
yes.
company do
yes.
the boring platform
yes.
thing.
Uh-huh.
You build
yeah.
the thing you want to build.
Yep.
Yes.
We love
now,
that.
Now, look, there's
yeah.
another piece to it, too, though, which is,
mm-hmm.
to me, is really cool. And the actually innovative part of this is it's not because we can do the boring stuff, because we can
mm-hmm.
lower the cost, and because other people can now start to tinker on top of a pretty robust platform.
Mm-hmm.
You change the relationship a little bit. You know,
yeah.
the other part of all this software stuff that we do that's not software is all the things around it, right? Because what it means to be a really deep person who understands, you know, C# code and dependency analysis and scale and everything that a professional needs to understand, and what it means to understand how to repair a jet engine or
right.
or how
mm-hmm.
to provide great customer experience in
right.
an airport or how to, you know, repair a windshield. These are total islands of expertise,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And so
yeah.
we spend a lot of time creating stuff that is not software
that's
to
right.
try to get expertise out of the head of a real human
right.
and put it in the head of an engineer.
Which
that's
is actually very specialist.
Who are not real humans.
It's
yes.
very
yeah, we
specialist.
Call that design,
yes.
right? But it's really about
exactly.
guesswork. And
yeah.
it's about
yeah.
description. We write these documents
yes.
and we make these schedules. And we hope that in all these months, something
yeah.
good is going to come out the other
that's
side.
That's right.
And we all know that it often is not quite as good as we thought
you
it would
leave
be.
The engineer alone for 2 years.
Yes.
You're not
yeah.
going to get the solution to your problem.
You
you're going to get a different solution.
Right. Yeah.
But it won't
and
be
you're
going to
get the business being frustrated and not having the problem.
Absolutely.
So part of this to me is you start to change that relationship. You start to get people moving faster and even starting to solve part of the problem themselves.
That's right.
You just get higher quality stuff out of these.
Absolutely.
End, and people feel better about it.
But, so one of the things that
we see you brought friends.
Yeah.
We've got
two things. Can you just tell us who's on your screen right now before you show us some things that you've got to show everyone? Really?
Sure. I have many things to show everyone.
Oh my gosh.
So these are my friends at Schlumberger, the organization. In the middle is Alan, Alan Chai. On the left is Lad Laird, and on the right is Ken, who goes by Dr. No internally.
Dr. No. He says no to everything.
Their roles here are professional developer. Actually,
that's right.
Lad classically has run the professional development app dev shop inside of this organization, has 50, 60 people who have .NET coding backgrounds, Xamarin coding backgrounds. Ken, Dr. No, is a global IT admin.
Yes.
You know, this is how he gets the moniker.
No, you can't.
For good reason.
Yes.
We've got to keep this global organization secure.
Yes. Yeah.
Alan is a citizen developer. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who have never met a citizen developer often ask, what is a citizen developer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never seen one in the wild.
Yeah.
How do you spot one?
A bit of a jackalope.
Yeah. What do you find?
Yes, right.
What kind of career fair do you go to?
What sort of black market?
I want to catch one. Yeah.
Yes, it's actually a secret handshake. It's all very clandestine.
It's like you got any Excel sheets?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And what I love about this particular set of humans, not only are they individually all wonderful people, but the fact that they even know each other.
Because
in a lot of large organizations,
they
these
don't.
People
well,
know
separate,
not.
Right?
Totally. And the fact that not only do they know each other, they work together and they're driving a ton of value together. And they're doing it because of Power Platform and largely Power Apps is really special. You know, and that's there's a new paradigm here, right? And that for us is the real mission. It's not just about we're software professionals and we work at a large technology company.
That's right.
Not my goal to put software development out of business.
No.
Not our goal to put IT out of business, right? But it is our goal to figure out how to make this whole thing work a bit more efficiently and how to make everybody's life a little bit better, right? How do we empower everybody in this ecosystem and not just create some rogue, third-party shadow citizen developer.
Which we don't want.
Whatever. No, yeah. And what's interesting about this story, what I love about it, is Power Apps was actually brought into this organization through Alan, through citizen development. Somebody not,
that's amazing.
You know, classically in the in the seat of IT decision-making. And initially, the other characters in this story, and I think a lot of people watching this show can relate, very skeptical of this whole thing. Very skeptical of it, for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can't build real apps in low-code. We can't let people build apps. Are you crazy?
No.
How are we going to govern it? It's going to be a nightmare. I've lived through the access wars and the InfoPath wars.
Our data will be strewn across the
Absolutely. Internet. Absolutely. and it will be the end of times for everyone.
Yeah.
And look, not for a lack of real experience on those challenges, right? And that all held up fine until people actually looked at what Alan was creating. These are some of Alan's apps, and I'm telling his story. He tells it much better himself and has publicly, so I'm not stealing any thunder here. They're really phenomenal apps that are very effective at what they do. They look great. They're awesome to use. And most importantly, they're very highly repeatable. Alan has personally rolled out more than 80 apps in this organization. That number's probably already out of date.
80?
Wow.
80. But what's cooler...
My devs, have you written 80 apps?
Yes.
Because I haven't.
And this is in about the last 18 months or so, it's a
wow, 18-month period.
Yeah.
80.
But what's even cooler about that is now he's empowered lots of other people to do this as well, right? And so Alan has templatized, and he has figured out how to build kits of parts and adapt training programs. And he can get people productive in a few weeks and get them building apps in a few days, even without experience in this area. And they're quite... quite impactful apps that are doing fairly sophisticated things.
So he's actually scaled.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Scaled this knowledge that he originally took and made it kind of, available to everyone else. And I think that's an amazing story for those people watching is that you know, this isn't just about finding a citizen developer in an org.
No.
It's very much about scaling that knowledge. So there's going to be more people like that that will then enable everyone else.
You got
and
it.
Having IT deployed these apps to the right people.
You got it. Right. And so if you come back around to this relationship, you know, what brought this whole organization around, including these other characters, is realizing, wait a minute, maybe you can build real things here.
Yeah.
And maybe if we encourage it and empower it and enable it, something special can happen in this organization. And that's exactly what has happened. LAD now runs the Center of Excellence for Power Platform in Schlumberger.
Wow.
Still has 50 or 60 professionals who still know how to write code, but they're just not doing every project from scratch full stack anymore.
Right.
They are writing APIs and exposing them to the right users. They're writing building blocks. They're monitoring using the governance tools. They're figuring out which projects are fine for an individual in a department to own
on their own.
Because 20 people are going to use it, and I don't need to manage that any more than IT manages this PowerPoint presentation. But which tools are going to go to 20,000 people and need access to SAP and need a governance model and need to move from dev to test to prod and be automated in Azure DevOps? And I can do all of that on the same platform left to right. That's part of the new piece of this, and that's what makes it work.
I love that.
And for my dear friend Dr. No, you know, this becomes actually a level of visibility and control and governance that does not exist in a shadow IT world.
That's right.
You know, when people are working on the platform, you see what happens, and you are able to log all of that and audit all of it and automate things and set up policies and engage and intervene when you need to in both a good way and a defensive way. And you just don't get that with business as usual, or you don't get that pretending and defending against shadow IT and other forms.
It's a different mindset, isn't it? So like that mindset is a very kind of closed off, don't
old
communicate,
school.
Very not a human, like a welcoming kind of, you know.
It's like my job is to block this.
I mean, imagine if you walk into a room and people don't want to talk to you. That's kind of, that's what you
want.
It's
awful, it's so
sad. But what's so cool is, you know, these people are now working together to go encourage this across the organization. They hold global hackathons private to just their company that dozens of locations participate in, hundreds of people. You know, at the last one, I think they built something like 130 apps in a week.
130 apps.
And look, did all of those persist? Were they all amazing? Maybe not, but but some of them actually turned around and saved millions of dollars for their operating units.
Amazing.
And they never would have come to the traditional foot of an IT developer or a professional, right?
No. And so they wouldn't have met the bar of the dev shop at all.
Right.
Who would have had the confidence as well to even do that? So it's also about access within the org.
That's
would actually be, you know, someone's goes back to the people who repairs windshields or like all of those, like how are they going to have the confidence to go and say, I've got an amazing idea, where do I put that? Unless it's going to be an org that's got, you know, oh, if you've got like an innovation idea, put it in, but most of them don't. So this shines a light on those people, which is why it's so cool.
You get it.
So before we let Ryan get back to his customer engagement,
what
is a call to action that you have for our
audience? And this is about now, right?
Now. What do you want everyone to do today?
Right now. I want you to meet some of these people, you know, seriously.
That's an amazing one.
You know, and this is, I mean, try Power Apps, use the tools, tinker, build.
Use MS Learn.
You people know how to do that. But I want people to actually, you know, also get out of your desk or your house or your office building or wherever it is and go actually meet some of the real humans who are doing this. Meet a couple citizen developers in the wild, and you'll find that there is really a big range of humans across that spectrum.
Yes,
you know, there are lads out there and Kens out there and Alans out there and you know, Clarissa's out there and Manuela's out there and lots of people who are really doing amazing things with this platform from a whole range of walks of life. Some of which are completely non-technical and some of which are, you know, I've been a developer for 25 years and this is just a really powerful way to go do parts of my job that I never had before. And the user groups are a great way to do that. They're
That's
in
right.
dozens of cities.
Yes.
If there isn't one in your city yet, it's really easy to start one.
Yes, go say I want to create one.
Absolutely.
They're quite responsive and it's our mission, Sarah and I, to make sure that every major city has user groups. So she's making a user group in a box sort of thing.
You don't actually have to be in the box to attend user groups.
Oh, no
Your user group doesn't have to be in the box either.
You can be anywhere,
out of the box.
In the box, out the box, on the side of the box.
Sure.
So if you, if there is a, check those sites, see if there's a user group in your city, because many cities have them and people don't even know.
No, exactly. So that is amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for what you do and the message you're sending to everybody.
Of course.
That's amazing.
It's a great project.
Cheers.
Well, thank you so much.
All the players.
All right. Thanks so much for watching the show, and you've got the call to action now. So, yeah.
Next
thanks
time,
for watching.
Less code.
More power.
Bye.